The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
If you were listening to the show yesterday, you will know that we talked about recycling. So there was a survey out from Repact Mark Earth Day talking about how poor we are when it comes to recycling in some aspects in this country. And so many questions came in about what actually goes into the blue bin or the green bin, depending on where you are in the country, that we had to invite Colin O'Brien, coordinator with Voice, to come into studio to try and answer some of them. So, Colin, thanks a million for popping in to us. I'm going to get straight into it. So here are a few. These are a couple of questions actually that came in yesterday and I was unable to answer, which is not an unusual thing. We are told not to wash chicken from the Food Safety Authority so as not to spread bugs from splashes. But then we're advised when it comes to recycling to wash out our chicken trays. Should we be doing it?
Speaking as a vegetarian, Kieran, I think it's probably a very good idea. Generally speaking, with plastic, you want it clean, dry and loose. So if it's splattered with whatever the liquid associated with chicken in a plastic thing is, it's going to contaminate the
chicken
load.
Chicken juice.
The technical term. It's going to contaminate the load in your recycling bin, right? And so where you might have perfectly good, clean, recyclable materials in there, once the chicken juice gets onto it, it kind of ruins it. So, best thing to do, generally speaking, is if you just leave some of those things beside or close to your sink, and when you have a little bit of boiling water left over from a cup of tea or whatever, splash that around. That generally gets rid of the likes of that.
So can I ask, where something is contaminated, it goes into our recycling bin, is a blue bin. So if I put in the chicken with the chicken juice, what happens, everything that gets contaminated then? It just has to go off and be incinerated?
Yeah, generally it will get incinerated.
And how much will it will it just contaminate what's in my bin, or will it contaminate all the stuff it gets lumped on top of in the back of the country living truck?
It depends on how much of the chicken juice is in it. If there's a fair whack of it, it's going to contaminate, quite a bit. If it's more viscous than other liquids, it will contaminate.
How is that contamination detected?
So when it comes to the material recovery facilities, MRFs, as they're referred to, all the material comes in and it's sorted by hand, by machine and everything else. So you have a whole line of workers there who never get the credit they deserve for doing a really hard job. And they sort through the waste and they have the bins there and they go, right, that's recycling, that should be inorganic, that's general waste. And they sort through all of it.
Okay.
There's UV filters, there's all different stages it has to go through. But if stuff is coming through that isn't recyclable, they'll pick it up, throw it into the general waste, which will be brought off to incineration.
Can I recycle tinfoil or cling film type plastic wrapping?
Yes. However, cling film or aluminium, first of all, is, tinfoil is aluminium. Very recyclable. But if it's covered with lots and lots of like chicken juice or whatever else, other contaminants.
Well, chicken juice is getting a bad name. Go on.
It's not going to be recycled.
Okay.
And so you have this thing then, right? Do I spend an age and loads of water scrubbing this stuff down, or do we just throw it into the waste bin? Because if it's just a small amount, again, it might get lost when it's coming through the system in the material recovery facility. It might get, if they're very small bits, no one sees them, they fall through. So ideally, if you had tinfoil, lots of it, and it was clean, roll it up into a big ball, like bigger than sort of football, not football size, but bigger than a table tennis ball. And that stands a much better chance of being collected for recycling.
Oh, wow. Okay, so that's good advice. Okay, so if it's clean, just keep collecting it beside the sink, whatever. And once you get a football there, chuck that into your recycling bin. Why are recycling bins different colours?
That's the question I cannot answer. I think that's one of the six secret of Fatima, or the seventh, one of those ones.
Is it true that if a carton is wet, it can't be recycled, and does the moisture contaminate the whole bin?
So if they're talking about...
not chicken juice for a minute. We're talking about just water. So you've rinsed it out, but you haven't let it dry.
Just give it a shake. I mean, there's going to be, unless you get a bespoke cleaning machine to dry it out to the nth degree, you're not going to have it totally clean. So once you do your best to shake it out and it's just a few little drops, that should be fine. That shouldn't be an issue at all.
Should I put my recycling in a black bag and then put it in the blue bin, or put it all in loose? I never know what to do, says Laura.
Put it in loose is always the best way of doing it. Clean, dry and loose.
Even, can you put it into those, some people use those, like a recyclable plastic bag?
Yeah. Well, all plastic bags are technically recyclable anyway.
Okay.
But again, once it gets to the facility, the lads there will have to open it up. So it's much better that it's loose. And in fact, even in your own bins at home, years ago, I used to be thinking I was doing a great job crushing everything down the bin, going, look at me. But actually, I was just making a mess of things because everything is crushed. All the different materials are together. They're not going to be separated. They won't be probably recycled.
Oh, really? Mm. So if you mash it, sorry, I climb into my bin every few weeks.
I used to enjoy doing that as well.
Lovely I have sound. To, but you have to do it. Where else am I going to put all the cardboard?
Well,
need a second bin.
Yeah, you could get a second bin. Well, hopefully not. But yeah, that is the case. If you crush it down, it's really not, what do they say, suboptimal.
All right, okay, that is interesting. Mm. I mean, that does bring me to one of my criticisms. That's not a criticism of you know, what we're meant to be doing, but the system, the system incentivizes us to recycle. It was one of the shortcomings of the system that it doesn't incentivize the producers to use less packaging.
Absolutely, absolutely. Like what we're talking about here is all the stuff that falls on us. Now, yeah, look, we all have our responsibilities and that's fine, but we get seriously far too much packaging to deal with.
Yeah.
Now, we're right at the end of the line and it's sort of like kick it down to the little people and let them look after it. And really, there should be a much bigger emphasis on just cutting down the amount of packaging in the first place and trying to figure out how we can reuse things in a way that's easy to understand and easy to, you know, to work.
Yeah, I mentioned yesterday on the show getting kind of four pairs in Dunn stores that came in with three different types of packaging, kind of a foam tray, a soft plastic outer packaging, and then this hard clear plastic packaging on top of the pairs to keep them kind of uniform inside it.
Yeah.
It seems kind of lunacy that we don't have some sort of incentive on the people on the other end of the supply chain.
Oh, it is, yeah. That's where EPRs come in, extended producer responsibility schemes. And yeah, and that's all about trying to throw it back into producers. Like when I was growing up, the mother used to bring us into Moore Street to get it, and they didn't have all that packaging on stuff and that was fine, you know. So yeah, we have far too much packaging.
One more question. I mean, they're flooding in. We'll have to get you back. Can you recycle old clothes like socks?
Generally speaking, they're not going to be recycled, no.
Okay.
You would, if they're in a, I mean, I would personally recommend darning the socks. But no, if they're in decent nick, possibly the charity shop will take them back.
Okay, but that's your better bet.
Learn to darn.
Not enough people darn.
No.
Colin, listen, thanks a million for coming into us and answering the questions. Colin O'Brien, coordinator with Voice, 087 1400 106. I mean, keep the questions coming in, right? What we're going to do is we'll put them all together and I think we'll have to have Colin back sometime soon.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.